It's our 2024 Shadron State Sports Journal National Signing Day Special. That's a mouthful for you, but that's what we've got here, is a whole lot of information and a great show with four Shadron State football coaches joining us here tonight in the show, of course, presented by Nebraska Bank. We're going to talk defense now first with Clint Sassy, the defensive coordinator of the Shadron State Eagles. Coach, we've heard from head coach and offensive coaching standpoints. Now we go to the defense, and they've enjoyed signing day. They talk about how much this process takes out of them, how much work it takes, and I imagine that you enjoy it, but it's also very, very time-consuming for you, too.
It is. It is, but, you know, you look at the same time, and I think a big part of our jobs, and you know, Micah and Coach Long and myself all played here, and we all went through this signing day one time, and, you know, it was a very big part of our lives. I think mine was 15 years, or I don't know, something a little longer than that, maybe, but it's, you know, you go back and you think about those times and how special that was to you. And you know, ultimately you want to, we all had a good experience here, and you want to share that good experience, you know, with these new recruits coming in. So
absolutely. I think, Clint, one of my favorite parts of signing day today was seeing your son Cal do the Go Eagles on Twitter. That was awesome. Did you come up with that? Did he come up with that? What a cool thing to see.
Yeah, you know, we did that. I think he was one, you know, he's about 3 and a half. So he was about one in that, whatever it was in that video. And I just repost it every year because it's so good. But no, we were just, I was yelling around at him, and then he was just feeding off of it. So
it's great. I love it. I'm sure the recruits love it, and the fans certainly love it. Coach Clint Sassy of the defense here with us today. Let's get into the class. Fans want to know what the new crop of Eagles is going to look like on defense. What positions did you aim to get filled the most this year?
Yeah. So, you know, we had some, you know, some immediate needs that we addressed, you know, and I think that's at our corner spot, you know, and bringing in some high school safeties. But, you know, other than that, Dave, we made the transition to kind of, you know, the 3-3-5 defense. And this was last year, really last summer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's really helped us out recruiting wise. I think when we were in the four down front, we were kind of trying to, you know, peg all ourselves into specific heights and weights and things like that. And we're passing up on a lot of good football players,
sure.
You know? And so I think when you look at it, we need to, you know, the immediate needs, which was a corner and safety. And then we're looking to build depth, you know, and all the other spots. But I think since, you know, you're transitioning to this defense, and this is the defense I played in when I was here at Shadron, but you know, you can recruit around our area locally. We have a lot of great, you know, athletes that are our safeties, you know, and then those safeties eventually, you know, if they keep getting bigger and bigger, we can move them to linebacker, right? And then you recruit good athletic linebackers that are a little bigger, and if they keep getting bigger, we can move them down to a defensive end. So
yeah,
the speed is something that we're addressing. You know, I think obviously in today's football, the offense makes us defend all 53 and a third wide, you know, so we have to cover space, and we have to continually improve our speed. But I think, you know, kind of starting out and being able to recruit a lot of linebackers, being able to recruit a lot of safeties, and then the front end guys, you know, getting guys with motors, and, mm-hmm. and I think that's a really big deal to us. So address the immediate needs, and then go get good football players, and don't really just, you know, back ourselves in a corner of, hey, we need this guy to be 6'4", we need this guy to be 6'5". Well, you know, that may work for other programs, but let's go get the good football players and use them.
Switching to that 3-3-5 that we saw last year, and with, say, guys like an Xavier Harrell, who you've realized can pretty much play anywhere on your defense, has that changed the way having guys like Xavier on the team and realizing, like, we really do need to find, if we had four or five of these guys, we'd have a lot of success as opposed to just one?
Yeah, it's super fun. I think Xavier has played every position on our defense except nose.
Maybe
I
nose,
think.
Yeah.
Zero technique, you know, right over the center. But he's played DN for us. He's played outside linebacker. But I kind of tell the guys that, you know, you can think of football as position-wise and things like that, but we're all kind of doing the same thing. You know, it's executing the fundamentals. It's playing hard. It's playing physical. And really the position is just how close you are to the ball, right? I mean, the defensive ends and the linebackers are doing a lot of the same things. It's just some start from a little further away. But, yeah, I mean, Xavier is – played linebacker for us. And then last year, you know, we had some injuries at safety. We kicked him back to boundary safety, which we think of like another outside linebacker. So yeah. I kind of played that hybrid safety slash linebacker position here. And Coach Coombs also played a hybrid safety slash linebacker, you know, so kind of think of them as football players. And the more football IQ we can bring to them, and, you know, if they can know a few different positions, it's just going to help our team even more.
Yeah, yeah, you bet. Defensive coordinator Clint Sassy with us here on the National Signing Day Show Special, our CSE Sports Journal, brought to you by Nebraska Bank. And Coach, we're going to have Coach Coombs come in here after you and talk details on corner and safety. If you want to mention a guy, feel free, but we want to let Wes do that as well. And some of the guys that you have really identified on the list and that you brought in this year, if you want to touch on some of those specifically, highlight a few guys, mention a few feel free, please, to do so and let the fans know about some of the defensive side recruits that you're bringing in.
Absolutely. I think we did really well at mid-year, you know, addressing our immediate needs at corner. And again, I'll let Coach Coombs kind of expand on this a little more. But, you know, we got some transfers, Omar Ali, you know, Melvin Lipsy and Tashawn Young, you know, all at corner. We just brought in Jaden Lang. That's another transfer corner. And those are all quality guys. And, you know, kind of when we went through our list and we started looking, and right after season, we knew that was going to be a thing. And we had this giant list of transfer corners that we were going to go after.
Yeah.
And then we kind of, you know, our stress is to, you know, become more mature in that spot to, you know, more reliable guys. And how do we find reliable guys? We can go find guys with high GPAs, because how you do anything is how you do everything, right? It's kind of what we say all the time.
Yeah.
So we kind of, you know, filtered that list out to the higher GPA corners and then went after those guys hard. And I think we got some really quality ones. You know, they've came in, they've worked out really well, killing it in the weight room, killing it in the classroom, you know, doing everything right. So super happy about them. I got two guys up front, a couple guys up front. William Stemler, he was at Lindenwood as a defensive end, started a few games at Lindenwood, and just kind of was looking for, you know, a spot where he might, you know, maybe get a little more playing time or whatever it is. And recruited him, and just, you know, after a phone call, I really liked him. He's got a great motor. He's a great kid. He's a great weight room kid. And he's gonna run a little track. He's gonna throw javelin for us. So he's on the track team right now as well.
Oh, right
so
on.
Helping out other sports is always big. And then the other one is Darryl Williams. He's a outside linebacker, DN, can be a few of those, but really good film. Really good kid, student of the game. So I really think our mid-year was awesome. I thought it was great. As far as today's signing day, and I'll kind of just talk about the front guys. Rio Riemann, he was a early commit for us, you know, and he's from South Loop, and he was a 2A, you know, defense player of the year. Really excited about him. Really, when you look at all these guys up front, Garrett O'Hare from Kearney Catholic, Al Dickens, Dahlberg, these are all guys that, you know, can run. They have great motors, and that's really what I look for on film when I'm looking for a defensive lineman, you know, is do they have a motor? Because you can be very talented, but if you don't have a motor, and you know, when that quarterback's scrambling around and you decide to take the play off or whatever, you know, that's the difference between a great player and just an average player. So
yeah,
really kind of what we're looking for up there. At linebacker, have a few, like Coach kind of said, I had a guy drop out on me this morning, but one I'm really excited about is Gideon Waldrop. He's from Rapid City Central. It's good to, you know, get another Rapid City guy down here. And kid's a weight room freak. He just sent me a video last week. I think he was power cleaning 335 and, you know, as a senior in high school, and he's about 215, 220 right now. So that's really good. I know our weight room guys, our strength and conditioning coaches, Coach Kreese and Coach Stick, are super excited about that.
Yeah.
Tegan Chance from Arvada West. We have a couple kids from Arvada West. We have another safety coming, and that's Cameron Meyer. But Tegan Chance, you know, they were former teammates with Reed Hinkle. Reed Hinkle has done nothing but progress since he's came here. I think he's taken some huge jumps, and I think, you know, that's kudos to their coaching that they had in high school. You know, I think they're really well coached down there, which has allowed them, you know, Reed to progress like he has. And really excited about these two coming in. I think they're along the same lines. They're well coached. They're athletic kids who have a motor and play physical. So, and then Grady Robbins, you know, right here in our backyard from Gearing, coached by Danny O'Boyle, you know, former Eagle, former dog soldier. Danny, if you're listening, and you know, super excited about him. Well coached, high football IQ kid that flies around and is very physical.
Exciting stuff, Coach Clint Sassy, Shadron State defensive coordinator. Coach, we'll get to some of the other items as we get into spring football, and we finish up here with Wes Coombs here in just a few minutes on tonight's signing day special show. Defensive coordinator Clint Sassy, Coach, sounds like you brought in a nice group, and good to hear about the returners that are coming back as well. Get that nice good blend going on your defense. Thanks so much for being in today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dave.
A community bank and your financial partner, that's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemmingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above-average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.